are back, rolling right along here on this busy Thursday morning. And we did make mention of it earlier this morning that we are going to be talking about some of the local campaigns, which are really, really heating up. And it is certainly a pleasure to welcome John Navarro here to Studio 1A, running for Daytona Beach City Commission. I believe that is Zone 1. Welcome and good morning, John.
Thank you.
I appreciate you taking the time to come in and also for running, you know, for throwing your hat in the ring for public service. It's truly, it is an effort, to be sure. So tell us a little bit about your background, John.
Okay. I moved here in 1980 when I was 16. My father was hired as the risk manager of Daytona Beach, so public service is in my family, and service to Daytona Beach is in my family. I worked at the Public Works Department and Parks and Recreation. I used to work at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I tried to draw first baseline one time, and that was very challenging. I went to the University of Alabama, and I majored in journalism and political science. And then I wanted to eventually run for public office in Daytona Beach and represent, especially Daytona Beach, since that's the city I've lived in for the last 46 years.
And really, what made you decide to run at this particular time?
I previously had run for Florida House Representatives. That was really, really exciting. I really enjoyed it. I loved being a candidate. Not everyone does, but I loved it. And I decided that I would run this time for the city commission. I didn't win the races for the Florida House Representatives, but the good part was I learned so much and I met so many important people at the Capitol. And the people I meet at the Capitol, the legislators, are so important to Daytona Beach because we could get appropriations and we can get laws passed to help the people at the local level. So I thought that for this election, I ought to give it a try for the local election and represent the people in Daytona Beach. And that's mostly what I wanted to do. I was really interested in Daytona Beach, but of course, I visited Holly Hill. I campaigned there, Ormond Beach, and I really wanted to represent them also. But now I can concentrate on my family city, Daytona Beach.
And what are some of the initial things that you would really like to tackle if you do indeed win the election?
The first thing we need to do is make sure that all of the tax money that the taxpayers pay from their salaries are properly taken care of. There are a lot of questions about it now. There's a lot of litigation, investigations. We don't know all the facts. That is being figured out, but there is a problem, seems like, with making sure that the tax money is properly taken care of. There are too many instances of people thinking that people are misspending the money. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we properly document all of the spending and make sure that all of the spending is properly accounted for and the people understand that. Because first, people of Daytona Beach have to be sure that their tax money is properly taken care of. We have other issues in the city that are really important right now. At the last city commission meeting, there was an impromptu discussion about what to do with people who are homeless. That's a big thing that the whole nation is dealing with the cost of housing. And also people that are drug addicted, that problem is seeping into our public areas, especially at the beachside. And my campaign slogan is govern with vision and heart. And so you need to take care of all the people, no matter what their situation is. You need to do it with integrity. You need to do it by caring about them. But you also have to have the vision of how to keep the streets safe and orderly, and also make sure that the homeless people have a place to stay that's safe, and try to get them back into society, back into jobs and stuff like that. I think these are some of the most difficult things that the state and the cities have encountered, this problem of homelessness at this kind of rate. And it's something that a lot of cities, especially New Smyrna Beach here, are tackling at a very good rate.
John, if someone would like to maybe reach out, get in touch with you, maybe they've got some questions for you, or maybe they want to help you with your campaign, what is a good way for them to go about reaching out to you or finding more information?
Okay. You can go to, at this point, I have my Facebook, John Navarra for Daytona Beach City Commission Zone 1. So you can reach out to the Facebook. Eventually I'm creating now a website. A company in Daytona Beach is creating a website for me, and you can reach out to me through the website. Once that is created, they're going to start working on that tomorrow. But mostly through the Facebook would be the way to do it. And I try to make myself seen around the city as much as possible.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to stop in and chat with us this morning. We appreciate it. We wish you all the best with your campaign. That is John Navarro running for Daytona Beach City Commission Zone 1. We are running behind. Going to take a quick break and a Radio Network News update coming up for you next.
We are the stations of WSBB, locally owned, community focused. AM 1230 WSBB, New Smyrna Beach.